Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Have we got enough green areas, green spaces in our towns and cities across the country? Or would you like to see more? Is there just a lack now of green and recreational areas? And Laura got in touch with us about this because, Laura, I believe there's a new development or a new cafe being built in a park in Dublin, and you're not happy about losing some of the green space.
Hi, Andrea.
How
yes,
are
thanks
you?
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm good, thanks. Good, good. Yes, that's exactly what's happening. So I live in an area called Drumcondra, and the issue is that Dublin City Council wants to take away a really precious inner city green space that is currently heavily used by children and by the parents and other people on a daily basis. And instead, they want to put in a cafe. There is no public consultation. There's no planning permission in place. There's a whole plethora of issues and the community are not being engaged with at all.
So there was no engagement, you say?
So what happened was the first community heard about it was when it was announced on a local councillor's Facebook page in 2021. And that was the first time anyone heard anything about it. And at that stage, the tender had been issued and the contract had been awarded for the cafe to be erected and operated. Now, of course, the community were super upset and actually formed their own group in response to this called the Nature First Griffith Park Group to try to bring together concerns and voices of the community because we were not being heard. Excuse me. So the project has been led by City Recovery Department of Dublin City Council. And after the community pushed back, then there was a consultation in August 2021, but again, a month after the project was announced. And at that point, one representative from City Recovery, along with one representative from Parks, agreed to meet with three members of the community. And we've been led by City Recovery, and the gentleman from City Recovery arrived at the park first. And actually, he didn't know where the cafe was being put. They'd arrived for the gentleman from Parks to arrive, and he told him where it was going. And then following that meeting, City Recovery offered to do a leaflet drop and consultation. Now, the leaflet drop, I live literally beside the park. I can see the park as I sit here in my sitting room, and I didn't get a leaflet through my door. My neighbour on the other side of my estate, or the other side of the road, also the same distance, didn't get a leaflet through his door, and actually has thought that no one in our estate, which is literally beside the park, got this leaflet. So the project was a response to the pandemic, you know, and that's understandable. But in fact, one of the conditions in the tender was that the unit should be fully in place and operational by the 30th of June 2021. So it was a response to the pandemic. I thought it's also relevant to say that the cafe is a private business, but as part of their contract, they would not be paying any rent or rates on public land.
Is it a bricks and mortar type building that we're talking about, or what sort of a cafe are we talking about, Laura?
You know what? It's not clear. We weren't provided with images of how it would look on site. Actually, the contract was for six of these type of cafes, and one was put up in Albert Park, which is actually a nearby park to us. But that was already kind of, I think, put into an existing building. And then the other four haven't gone ahead yet. Actually, there's one meant to go somewhere along Clontarf. And again, the community were super unhappy, so it didn't happen. So I think the other four aren't happening because the community finally had their voices heard. And ours is the final one that's been pushed through. And I'm not clear on what it's going to be. I know for sure at the moment they're laying pipes and they're laying sewage facilities. So it definitely has some sort of...
So the works have started on the facility. And just to give us a sort of a visual, if you can explain, how much then of the green space of the park will be lost to this?
Well, I suppose it's not so much about how much, it's the area. So for probably the exact same reasons that they want to pass the cafe there, it's exactly where the kids play football every day, because it's probably the largest open flat area in the park. And I don't have kids, but every day walking past there, it fills my heart with joy to see the kids playing there in a green space outside. Mm. Also, it's probably the only area we can get a nice panoramic view of up and down the Tolka River, which is also, I should say, a river of environmental importance located in the park. And that wasn't considered. So, sorry, I should probably go back to it. There's no planning permission, but there's a little bit of a... You might have, when you got responses, you might have been kind of advised that this is one of the things that didn't require planning permission.
Yeah, so, I have a statement all right back from the council on this. And look, it's you know, it's all sort of planning language and acts and development acts and all. But basically, in a nutshell, this project doesn't fall within the requirement to obtain permission under the planning section. That's my read of it. It goes on to say, like, the, you know, it falls outside the remit of the part 8 of the regulations that might otherwise be required or when people talk about planning permission. And they do go on to say, it's noted that there is section 5 referral on appeal to Ombord Pleanála. But a referral is not a planning application. Therefore, given the council are aware, are of the view that the development does not require planning permission, there's no obligation or requirement on the council to pause the development pending the outcome of this referral. But look, without getting into the, you know, the whole legal aspects of this, your annoyance about this, Laura, is that there's green space being lost and you don't feel you were consulted.
Yes, but also about the exemption for planning permission. We feel like this has kind of been done in an underhanded way. Like, so if you do planning permission, you have to consult the public. We were never told about it. So doing a public consultation after you've decided, you know, hand out the tender and awarded the contract, I mean, you know, what kind of consultation is that really? And also their consultation, they talked to 55 people over 3 mornings in the park. Like, that's hardly a complete cross-section of people who use the park. And I followed up, because I couldn't understand, like, how could this not require planning permission? So, you know, when I followed up, we were told that it's exempt under Section 1F of the Planning and Development Act. And I got clarification, like, okay, what does that mean? And apparently it means, the, you know, the county council can do what they want because it's the county council. Now, I assume this exemption is in there to allow for the county council to do urgent health and safety work, like, completely, you know, so they have to go through the delay of the planning process, which is totally reasonable. But this is a cafe in a park. There's nothing urgent or health and safety about it.
It's a cafe and toilets, is my understanding. And one of the things I can definitely tell you, Laura, from talking to people, and not even just during COVID, but it's often the lack of public toilets, you know, in public areas like parks, like the very park that you're talking about. And, you know, ground would need to be broke, sewage facilities would need to be put in order to facilitate public toilets.
Well, it would and it wouldn't, because actually beside the park there's a public library that's open 6 days a week, has a public toilet. Also in the park, there's a county council depot that has a toilet. So that's already set up, infrastructure is there, the toilet is there. It's very, very, very easy to open that to the public. So this thing about the toilet is like, I feel like that's just a way for commerce to get into a public land. Like, that doesn't, and also, you know, if they want a toilet, then fine, put in a toilet elsewhere, but not in the exact location where the kids play and the exact location where people like to spend time in a green space. Like, our park is small. It's a small, small park.
So, is it? You know, how big is it, Laura, just to describe it?
It's 0.8 hectares, or I think that's, what's it, 0.08 hectares. So 0.08 hectares.
Okay.
It's 8 hectares of 0.08 kilometres squared. So I looked it up, tried to figure it out. So 0.08 kilometres squared, or 0 hectares. So that is a small, small park. It's a tiny little park, it's a Griffith Park, it's a Dan Park.
And look, I know that, you know, the point is that the City Recovery say that they did hold consultations, that they discussed this, but your point is you feel that given the level of the development and the amount of green space that was going to be taken away, you obviously wanted, and other residents too, much more consultation on that. Is there anywhere you can go from here now, Laura, or is that
it? So the problem is we weren't consulted. They make the decision and then they didn't hand out flyers and they talked to 55 people over 3 mornings. So there wasn't any true consultation. But also, this thing about being exempt, I don't believe it is an exempt building. So they tried to use the exact same clause recently for another development, also in Drumcondra. And so Dublin City Council said that it was exempt, and Ombord Pleanála said that they weren't exempt. And actually, they came down quite heavy on them. And I actually have the exact wording in front of me. And so Ombord Pleanála said that this clause does not give a public authority the right to do so whatever it pleases. So this clause doesn't mean they can do whatever they want. They
yeah, well, that's in relation, I suppose, to that other project you're talking about. But we'll try and get some clarity, maybe, Laura, on this. But look, in a nutshell, the issue that you have is this is obviously a green facility. It's a green public park that people use on a daily basis. And, you know, you seem to live quite close to the facility. And, you know, you're obviously quite annoyed about the fact that you're going to be losing this amount of space.
I just want to be consulted. You know, it was like we'd love people want to, the county council want to put my time and money into our park, but like, just consult us. Like, don't put if you want to put a cafe, there are other places in the park where the cafe could go, but not in the exact area where the kids play. But also, we're in the middle of Drumcondra. There's a cafe 200 metres away. There's 3 more cafes in Drumcondra. There's another cafe up the other direction by the Botanic Gardens. There's another cafe opening in Drumcondra. There's no dearth of coffee in this area. So there's no need for the cafe. You know, there's no need for the cafe, but it's bringing commerce or private industry into
the park. Well, it's interesting because Joe was texting and he says, is it not good to encourage more businesses like coffee shops? I'm actually definitely in favour of this in every park, according to Joe. Another email in from a texter who says, the park, I feel, in this case, is far too small for a coffee shop. Yeah. I'm not happy about it. Avril is on the line as well, Laura. Avril McDermott is from the Millbourne Residents Association in Meath. Because, Avril, we're asking whether or not people feel today that we do have enough green spaces in local areas. Well, what's the issue in Meath?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having us on. So I, as you said, I'm part of a small group of people that have been fighting to save our green space within our housing estate. So we currently have a small green in our estate that equates for about 5% of the total estate. Now, it should, a green space within a housing estate should be somewhere in the region of 15%. So it doesn't come anywhere near the total space required for the amount of houses that are in our estate. And so we're currently fighting on board Planola to keep our green space. The plan currently as stands is to build 30 apartments and 30 parking spaces plus bike sheds on a patch of land that probably wouldn't be much bigger than a GAA pitch.
And this is the green land that's used by you and residents, and I'm sure probably children, Avril, is it?
Yeah,
in the
so
area
it's used
as well.
Every day. Like the previous caller, Laura, said, it's used every day by the kids. They have set up, you know, they've set up their own little goals. They have football matches daily out there. People use it for their dogs. It's just, it's a really safe space for all of our kids to play. You know, it's very accessible for the whole estate, but it is really our only green space.
Okay,
it's,
and you don't want to lose that. And are there other green facilities or play, you know, even a playground or a secure play park or something like that within the catchment or within, you know,
so, the facility? Yeah, so within Ashburn, like, we have a small playground in the town, but like, you know, we've had these big plans for linear parks and skate parks and all of these big things that have been promised to the whole community for years now, but nothing, not a piece of land for these parks has been turned. The only thing that seems to be discussed openly is the building of more houses, which I understand there's a housing crisis and we need more houses.
Yeah.
But we can't continue to build houses and not provide people with the amenities that live in these houses.
Yeah, okay. So both, as you say, there should be a linear approach and both should definitely work together. I see a text in from Sharon in Cork and she says, we've got one local park, always full of young people, drinking, littered with glass and cans. It's one thing having parks, it's another thing keeping them safe. I know that's obviously very different though, Avril, to your situation. John in Naas has got in touch. He says, the department's new planning alerts .ie website is a great place to go to get a heads up on all planning activity. You actually get emails about planning applications that impact you, giving people time to consult, according to John. Have we got, is Rebecca with us as well on the line? Or Rebecca, you work in the area of green spaces.
Like, I do, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I'm part of a community space here in Waterford that is beautiful green. It's called Top of the City Community Garden. And it was a group of independents saw a plot of land that wasn't being used by the council and transformed it into a stage, allotments, an art gallery and a green space for all to be used. But that took people actually seeing a space and going to the council and begging for it and actually getting it and transforming it. And then I've also been hired by the local council as part of a project called Act Waterford, where I'm helping reinvigorate and re-green the inner city. So with different creative ideas for events that can take place in existing green places that are not being used as much as before.
Well, I suppose the difference though for Laura and Avril and the position that they find themselves in is that they actually already have the green space. It's just they seem to be losing it.
It's
have you
crazy
any advice for them?
To think about. Well, as I said, with our space, it was basically we saw an area and we petitioned and petitioned and petitioned. The problem is sometimes it doesn't seem to be the right approach being used by the council. They can see certain things as more important than others, or maybe they just don't understand what can be achieved with an area or the importance of the area as a green. I'd say to keep fighting for them and hope for the best, because obviously a coffee shop can be great, but if the space is being used by the youth and it's keeping them out of trouble and making them enjoy themselves, then it should be kept for that, especially with such a small space. And with regards to the housing estate, I mean, obviously there is a housing crisis at the moment, but there should be a priority in there being a space for people to enjoy. If we've learned anything over the last 2 years, is the importance of having these areas where we can actually go and be and just feel a bit of nature. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was something that was well cited, I think, over the past 2 years. On various different areas that we've been talking about here today, between Meath and Waterford and Drumcondra in Dublin, this listener says, it's a nice park. Coffee shop and toilets will be great in Griffith Park. The development will be fantastic for those who travel longer distances to use the facility. There's plenty of times that we've left the park because our kids needed toilets. We don't all live within a few metres of Griffith Park. This email, though, says, I'm a local resident and I absolutely agree with Laura. We live in Dublin City. We need to protect our green spaces. Park users go to the park to enjoy nature, and it's really important for our mental health. We cannot afford to lose our precious green spaces. Another texter, green urban spaces are essential for cleaner air and healthier environment. Even apart from the amenities, Dublin ranks quite low when you compare to other green cities. Let us know what the story is in your local area today. I mean, have you got green spaces that are now being used for other development, whether it's residential or business, coffee shop amenities, or like, do you just feel you need more green spaces where you live? Let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Laura, Avril, and Rebecca, thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan,
brought to you by Avant Money,
weekdays at midday on News Talk.